It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back.
Root for the whole team. Any day I don't win is a shame.
Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Now stepping up to the mic, it's Johnny Kane.
Welcome to Doniphan County here in Wasena, where we are set for Northeast Kansas League Baseball tonight. Another scorcher here, but it's baseball weather, and we're set to go as Doniphan County plays host to the Sabetha Raptors. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Kirk Kilman, taking care of us back in the studios. Again, I am Johnny Kane, and well, tonight's matchup, Sabetha 12-2, Doniphan County, they are 4-6. Both teams struggling a little bit as of late. Doniphan County has lost three consecutive games. They lost the second game of a doubleheader to Valley Falls, and then they were swept by Silver Lake back on Sunday. Sabetha, meanwhile, they were 10-0 going into last week, but they split a doubleheader with Corning and then split in the Marysville Wood Bat Tournament on Saturday, beating Rossville but falling to Marysville 5-1. So that gives us our matchup tonight. While we have a chance, let's get to our starting lineups. We'll start with Sabetha. They'll be the visitors, so they will bat first. Leading things off will be the third baseman, Marcus Bauman. Hitting second, the right fielder, Darren Funk. Batting third is the second baseman, Braden Argerbright. Hitting cleanup is the catcher, Josh Herman. Batting fifth is the first baseman, Cooper Bradbury. Hitting sixth is the extra hitter, Shane Fry. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Jonathan Rinier. Hitting eighth, the shortstop, Matthew Garber. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Aiden Lang. And batting tenth, the designated hitter, Nathan Voos. They'll be facing Connor Hayes of Doniphan County tonight. Hayes, a right-handed pitcher, comes in making, this will be his fourth appearance this summer. He has thrown 12 and two-thirds innings with an ERA of just .55. He's only given up one earned run in those 12 and two-thirds innings. He has struck out 15 and only walked 6. So he's on the bump, and with that, we're set to go. So Sabetha will come to bat first. Marcus Bauman will lead things off, followed by Darren Funk and then Braden Argerbright. Bauman digs in from the right side against the righty Hayes. He's into the windup. His first offering is a fastball on the outside corner for strike one. Rick Weber and Jeff May are home umpires today. Wind starts to blow out towards center field and a little bit towards right field. There's a swing and a miss by Bauman, and he's quickly down 0-2. Marcus, .341 average this summer. He's got 14 hits and 41 at-bats. He has scored 15 runs from his leadoff spot, which is second on the team. Now a fastball misses high from Hayes, and it's 1-2. Bauman's only struck out 3 times in those 41 at-bats. Looking to protect here the 1-2. A breaking ball just misses off the edge, and that'll even the count. And now the 2-2. It's a pop-up to the right side. Studer will give chase the first baseman for Doniphan County, but it'll get out of play. Take a look at the Doniphan County defense after this next pitch to Marcus Bauman. He's back in the windup in the 2-2. Curveball in there, call strike three. Down goes Bauman. Hayes starts off his evening with the strikeout and quickly one away. That'll bring up now Darren Funk, the right fielder for Sabetha. He's had a pretty good start to the summer, .405 average. He's got 15 hits and 37 at-bats, 11 RBIs, which is second on the team. He has scored 19 runs, which is first on the team. He digs in from the left side, and the first pitch from Hayes is a fastball high and away. And now a bouncing ball going to hit back to the right side. It's going to be a tough play. The pitcher, Hayes, will field it. He'll try to throw to first. Studer tried to stretch to pick it up, but it's not going to be in time. It'll be an infield single for Darren Funk. The ball was kind of hitting no man's land. Pitcher Hayes went running back towards the second baseman spot. Griffin Weber tried to charge in, but he was playing so far back that he had no chance. DeFunk is on with the one out single, and now bouncing ball hit right back up the middle. The second baseman Weber goes to second for one. Schaufman to first. It is not in time, but Doniphan County does get the lead runner, and that'll be two away. Trent Spiker is at third. Braden Chalfin is at short. Griffin Weber is at second base. Brock Streeter is the first baseman. Charlie Grable, the battery made for Hayes. Cole Franken's in left. Gavin Fumler in center. Dale Hamilton is in right. Two outs and a runner at first in Braden Argebright. And now here is the catcher, Josh Herman. Quick pickoff attempt, but back safely is Argebright. He had a huge lead. Herman on the year, 464 average. That leads the team for Sabetha. There goes Argebright. Grable still down to second base. It is in time. He got him. Great throw by Charlie Grable, and that'll end the inning. So three up, three down goes Sabetha in the top of the first inning, one of the bottom of inning number one. Doniphan County will come to bat here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
KNZA.
Bottom of the first inning, Doniphan County coming to bat for the first time. Leading things off will be the shortstop, Braden Chalfitt. Then hitting second will be the catcher, Charlie Grable. Batting third, the third baseman, Trent Spiker. Hitting cleanup is the right fielder, Kale Hamilton. Batting fifth, left fielder, Cole Franken. Batting sixth is the first baseman, Brock Studer. Hitting seventh, the center fielder, Gavin Fumler. Hitting eighth is the pitcher, Connor Hayes. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Griffin Weber. They'll face Christian McAfee of Sabetha. He's making his third start of the year, his sixth appearance. He is 1-1. He's thrown 12 and a third innings with a 3.41 earned run average. He suffered his first loss of the year last week against Corning. Did a pretty good job in that game. He struggled early on, but was able to just keep Sabetha in that. Ended up being a two-run loss for Sabetha in that one. And that was their first loss of the year. But McAfee did a good job of just battling. He has 13 strikeouts, 7 walks this year. He's only allowed 6 total earned runs. He is a guy that will throw a ton of warm-up pitches. Still going through his warm-up tosses. Now he's finally ready to go. So with that, it'll be Braden Chalfin to lead things off, followed by Charlie Grable, and then Trent Spiker. Spot, 167 average to start. 4 hits and 24 at-bats. 1 RBI, has scored 5 runs. First pitch from McAfee is a fastball high and away. Sabetha will play pretty much straight up the entire night in the field. Now a fastball misses low and inside, and it's 2-0 on Chalfont. In the wind, blowing out towards center, not very much, so it should not affect any ball hit into the air tonight. Now the 2-0 for McAfee is a fastball that paints the inside corner for a strike. Go through this about the defense after this next offering. Here's the 2-1. The breaking ball hit high in the air and deep to center field. It's going to get over the center fielder's head and roll all the way to the wall. Chalfont is around first base. He'll stop at second with a leadoff double for Doniphan County in the bottom of inning number one. So for Braden, that is just his first double of the year. They'll be in scoring position with nobody out for Charlie Grable. Grable, left-handed hitter, digs in. He had a tough start to the summer, 174 average, 4 hits and 23 at-bats. He does have 4 RBIs. On a decent lead on a second. Now he's going to jump around a little bit to try to divide the attention of Maxie. And there's a line drive base hit into right center field. Chalfant around third. He's going to come around. He's going to try to score. The throw home is going to be cut off. And it'll be a 1-0 lead for Donovan County on the RBI single by Charlie Grable. A fifth RBI of the summer for Grable. Donovan County leads 1-0 just like that. So just 3 pitches into the bottom of the first inning in Donovan County. Takes the lead. Now here's Trent Spiker. He's been hot so far this summer. He's got a .481 average to start this summer with 13 hits and 27 at-bats. He has 7 RBIs and he has scored 3 runs. An on-base percentage of .517. Grable at first, nobody out. Bottom of the first, 1-0 Donovan County. There's a swing and a pop-up to the shortstop, Garber. He's underneath it into shallow left field, and he's got it for out number one. Looking at the Sabetha defense, Rainier's in left, Lang in center, Funk in right. Bauman's the third baseman. Garber just made that play. He's the shortstop. Augerbride at second, Bradbury at first, and Josh Herman is the batter you make for Christian McAfee. So now here's Cale Hamilton. He's been swinging a hot bat this summer. Cale, a .688 batting average, 11 hits and 16 at-bats. First pitch from McAfee, swings out and comes up empty. He's got 3 home runs this year. He hit one the last time that we saw Donovan County in action. That was up in Seneca. Now a breaking ball misses away, and it's 1-1 on Hamilton. He has scored 5 runs and an on-base percentage of .706. He has played 8 of the 10 games for Donovan County. Here's a hot shot into right center field. That's going to get deep and roll all the way to the fence. Grable around second base. He's going to go to third. They're going to send him home. Here he comes. There's not going to be a throw. It'll be an RBI double for Cale Hamilton. He stays hot, and Donovan County takes a 2-0 lead. It's a great piece of hitting. Fastball on the outer edge, just went with it and drilled it into right center field for a double. And for Cale, that'll be double number 1 of the year and also RBI number 9 of the season. Now here's Cole Franken. He'll bat with a runner at second base and one away. First pitch is fastball high. Franken, .348 average, 8 hits, 23 at-bats. He's played in every game so far for Donovan County. A couple of doubles, 7 RBIs. Last ball misses high. It's now 2-0. And 2-0 Donovan County. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Hamilton a decent lead out at second. 2-0 is going to be popped up on the infield. The pitcher doesn't see it, but it'll be the shortstop. Garber will take charge. Actually, it's going to drop down. Garber, the shortstop, was underneath and at the last second, he acted like he didn't stall it. I think he heard his third baseman, Bauman, call for it. And that'll be, I think it went off the glove of either Bauman or Garber, so it is going to be an error on Sabetha. And that'll put runners now at first and second for Brock Suter. Another right-handed hitter for Donovan County. First pitch, breaking ball, catches the outside edge for strike one. Suter, .294 average. He's got 5 hits and 17 at-bats. Good swing here, and he fouls it straight back to the screen, but now he's down in a 0-2 hole. He's got 4 RBIs, and he scored 3 runs. bats with one away and runners at first and second in the bottom of the first. Doniphan County leads 2-0. McAfee gets the sign, comes set, waits. Now the 0-2 is a curveball in there, called strike three. Got him with a breaking ball at the top of the zone. Down goes Studer, the first strikeout for McAfee, and a big one that out number two. Now it'll be up to Gavin Fumler to keep things rolling. He's got a 350 average this year, 7 hits and 20 at-bats, 6 RBIs. And he has filled up every category. He's got 1 double, 1 triple, 1 home run. He swings the first pitch and fouls it straight back. Chalfant doubled. Grable singled him in, and Kill Hamilton had an RBI double. Franken reached on an error, and a strikeout of Studer. Curveball just left inside, 1-1 the count on Fumler. McAfee again waits, and now the 1-1. Breaking ball, did he offer at it? They say he did not, so it'll be 2-1. Oliphant County with 3 hits so far in this inning. And a couple of men still out there on the base pass. Hamilton's going to take a step back toward the bag. Now the 2-1, a fastball misses outside and low, and a 3-1. Connor Hayes awaits on deck. Hamilton, the runner at second, he doubled. Franken, the runner at first, he reached on an error. There's a swing and a foul off by Fumler, and it's now full 3-2. Two outs and the payoff. Swing and a miss. Down goes Fumler, and that'll end the inning. But Doniphan County plates 2, and we'll, after one complete, it's Doniphan County 2. It's about the nothing. We'll end of the second inning of play when we come back on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Ken Sabatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabatha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Gary Country Mart in Sabatha. Good food, good experienced people.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Wauthina. 2-0, Doniphan County leads Sabatha after one inning of play. And for Sabatha, they will have 4, 5, 6 due up here in inning number 2. So Josh Herman will lead things off. He'll be followed by Hubert Bradbury and then Shade Fry against Connor Hayes. Hayes only faced 3 batters in the first inning. First pitch swinging is Herman will bounce it to the left side. Spiker, the third baseman, got it. His throw to first is in time, and one pitch, one out. So one out, and now here's Cooper Bradbury. Bradbury, 367 average, 11 hits, and 30 at-bats. He scored 10 runs, which is tied for 4th on the team. Ra- Breaking ball misses low and away. 1-1 the count on Bradbury, the right-handed hitter. Hayes works quickly, and there's a swing and a pop-up on the infield, playable for the second baseman, Weber. He settles underneath it, and he's got it for out number two. But two quick outs for Hayes, and now with two outs, here's Shane Fry. He's the extra hitter today for Sabetha, and he will bat from the left side. 294 average for Fry, 10 hits and 34 at-bats. He has 7 RBIs, couple of doubles, and scored 5 runs. Definitely contrasting styles between our two pitchers tonight. Hayes works very, very quickly. McAfee is more methodical, takes his time. There's a big swing and a miss by Fry, and the count's 1-1. Hayes again back to the windup, the 1-1. Again, swung through and missed on a ball low, but it is 1-2 on Fry. Hayes ready to go once again. As soon as Fry digs in, Hayes is back into the windup, the 1-2. Breaking ball bounced to the right side. The first baseman's got it. That's Studer. He'll step on the bag, and that'll end the inning. The 3-up, 3-down, a quick inning for Connor Hayes in Doniphan County. We'll go to the bottom of inning number 2. D.C. leads 2-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you the customer are the owner.
Storms rolling in from the west. Time to call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They can provide immediate hail coverage on your growing crops over your federal multi-peril through Farmers Mutual Hail. You heard it right. Immediate, no waiting 2 hours or till midnight for your coverage to attach. Call Kansas Insurance today to learn more. 785-284-7611. Put it in your phone. 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the second inning, Doniphan County leads 2-0. Johnny came back with you. Kerr, our man back in the studio, is taking care of us tonight. Doniphan County played 2 runs in the bottom of the first inning thanks to 3 hits and an error by Sabetha. And I'll have 8-9-1 coming up here in the bottom of the second. Connor Hayes will lead things off, followed by Griffin Weber. And if anybody gets on, then we'll get back to the top of the order with Chalfont. Anybody gets on, it'll be Grable. Well, here's Hayes batting for the first time against McAfee. First pitch fastball misses high. Now fastball splits the plate in 2 for a strike. 1-1 the count on Hayes. Hayes with a 182 average, a couple of hits this summer. He only has 11 at-bats. He has walked 6 times. Now, fastball just misses a little bit high. It's 2-1 on Hayes. Sabetha will shade him towards right center with the wind blowing that way. Now fastball paints the inside for a strike, and that'll even the count 2-2. Hayes now with 2 strikes, chokes up on the bat. McAfee actually now working quickly. Here's his 2-2. Fastball misses low and away. Herman, the catcher, thought it was strike 3. He got up, jumped out of his crouch and was ready to throw on the third, but upland umpire Rick Weber says low and away. Here's a 3-2 and swung on and fouled straight back. Be back to the windup. Here's the payoff. Fastball outside. Ball 4. So Connor Hayes will be on the leadoff walk in the bottom of the second. That'll bring up now Griffin Weber for the first time. Weber's only played in 7 games. He has a couple of hits and 13 at-bats. That's from the right side. First pitch fastball misses high and away. So McAfee is struggling with his command. It was kind of the same situation last week in that loss to Corning. Gave up four runs early. There goes the runner from first. Throw down to second base is going to be in time. They got him. Good throw by Herman. Wasted no time to get it out of his glove. And his throw was to the first base side of the bag. But his shortstop, Matthew Garber, was able to put the tag down on Hayes. So he is caught stealing for out number one. Two and zero the count on Weber. Fastball misses outside. And it's now 3-0. Now the 3-0 from McAfee. Fastball in the outside corner for a strike. Now the 3-1. Weber swings and misses, and that'll move the count full. One out, bottom of the second, 2-0 Donovan County. And the 3-2. Breaking ball low, and that'll be a walk. So the second walk issued in the inning by McAfee. He was the benefit of a caught stealing for out one, so he has one out. A runner at first, and back to the top of the order for Donovan County. Here's Braden Chalfon. He started the bottom of the first inning with a ringing double to right center field that went up against the wall. He eventually came around to score on the RBI single from Charlie Grable. First pitch from McAfee. He pulls the breaking ball in the left-handed batter's box for ball one. That first inning double was just Chalfon's fifth hit of the year, and now he has a base hit in the left field. So Chalfon is 2-for-2, and Donovan County has first and second with only one away. So Weber moves up to second base. That'll be two on with one away for Charlie Grable. Grable had that RBI single back in the first inning to right center field. Grable's just fifth hit of the year. He'll swing at his first pitch here, pop it up to the right side. It'll be playable for the first baseman, Bradbury. He's underneath it. He'll corral it for out number two. Now two away, and it'll be up to Trent Spiker to continue things for Donovan County. He popped up to the shortstop, Garber, his first at bat. That was on the first pitch he saw. So he bats from the right side. McAfee takes his time, and now Spiker's going to ask for time. Beth is going to shade him as well towards the right side. As the center fielder, Lang, playing all the way in right center field. Break, first pitch, breaking balls in the dirt, ball one. There is a massive gap in left center field. If Spiker can find that, everybody will score. Take off attempt, but nobody was covering the bag, so just hustling back is Griffin Weber. So far in the inning for Donovan County, two walks, a single, and a pop-up. Also had a runner caught stealing, or else it could be the bases loaded right now. On a 1-0. Breaking ball left, low and away. 2-0 the count on Trent Spiker. McAfee again continues to battle like he did the other day, but just has not had very good command. Now it's 2-0. It's hit to the right side. It'll be playable for the right fielder, Funk. He gives chase. He's underneath it. He's got it, and that will end the inning. Donovan County strands two, and after two complete, it's DC 2, Sabetha nothing. What are the third inning of play? We come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, Kim Tienz and Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call Kim Tienz and Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair has B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Whether you're in the field or on the road, they'll get to you with their mobile repair unit and get you back to work. Call Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair in Sabetha.
Sabetha Community Hospital is proud to offer a wound care clinic staffed by Susan Luger and Christy Hartig, as well as a team of nurses and technicians, all with advanced wound care training. The Sabetha Wound Care Clinic at Sabetha Hospital is an outpatient facility offering a comprehensive approach for patients with non-healing wounds. The clinic is open Mondays from 8:30 to 4:30. To learn more about wound care, as well as all the services and resources available at Sabetha Community Hospital, visit sabethahospital.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start the third inning of play. Donovan County leads 2-0. Well, we have a chance to thank our Legion Baseball sponsors. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Moreland James Bank in Sabetha, Hiawatha and Atchison, and the Bank of Blue Valley, online at bankbv.com. Highland Community College, start here, go anywhere, online at highlandcc.edu. And Ryan Meininger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. And Two Timbers in Highland. Sabetha with 7-8-9, due up. Jonathan Rainier leads off against Connor Hayes of Sabetha. He made quick work. Of Connor Hayes of Donovan County. He made quick work of Sabetha in the second inning. He's only faced the minimum so far through the first two innings. Right here, he's 2-0 on Renier. Now 3-0. Renier 320 average, 8 hits and 25 at bats. He's got 5 RBI. Fastball, it catches the inside corner for a strike. 3-1 to count on Renier. Our fastball misses low for ball 4. So leadoff walk to Renier. That'll bring up the shortstop, Matthew Garber. Garber had a pretty strong start to this summer. He's got a 345 average, 10 hits. And 29 at bats and 10 RBIs, which is third on the team. Pick off attempt. Back safely is Renier. Swing and a miss by Garber. It's 0-1. Oxford County going to play pretty much straight up. All the way around, the third baseman, Spiker, will play in pretty much even with the bag. The 0-1 is popped to the right side, but that's going to get out of play, and it's 0-2 on Garber. Bethel with just one hit so far. That came in the first inning, then they had that runner caught stealing. There's a high fastball. It's going to be popped into the center field, and it's going to get down for a hit. Almler tried to throw to second base to get out Renier, who had to hold because it was hit on the line. I have no idea how Garber hit that ball. That was a good foot over his head. But he takes a chop at it and picks up a single, so it'll be first and second for Sabetha to start this third inning. Now here's Aiden Lang, the center fielder for the Raptors. Lang is got 20 at-bats this summer. He's got 5 hits and 7 RBI. Nobody out. First and second. Now pickoff attempt, but getting back without a throw is Renier. Now the 0-1 is a fastball right down the middle for a strike, and it's 0-2 on Lang. Hayes gets the sign, comes set, takes a look back at second. Now brings the breaking ball in, and swinging and missing is Lang, and that's a strikeout. Second one of the game for Connor Hayes, and a big one for out number one. That'll bring up now Nathan Voos. He is a designated hitter for Sabetha today. He is batting for the pitcher Christian McAfee. He will dig in from the right side. He's had a tough start to the year, only 2 hits and 15 at-bats. Does have 1 RBI. He has scored 4 runs. Ian Hayes is going to turn and give a look back out at second base as Renier's getting a pretty good lead, but he's back easily. Now they're going to call the time as Hayes is ready to go, but Luce wasn't back into the box yet. Now the 1-0. Last ball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Renier, another decent lead out at second base. Now squaring to bunt and popping it back to the screen is Vos. It's now 1-2. Now Vos is going to have to battle with 2 strikes, with Marcus Baumann awaiting on deck, the leadoff hitter for Sabetha. And the 1-2. Breaking ball swung through and missed. Down goes Vos, and that's back-to-back strikeouts for Connor Hayes. 2 big ones, and there's now 2 away. So Hayes with a chance to get out of this inning unscathed, but he's going to have to face the top of the order. Here's Marcus Baumann for the second time. Hayes did strike him out to begin the game. First pitch is the breaking ball low and away. Hayes again worked quickly. Now he pours in a fastball on the outside edge of the knees for a strike. 1-1. Renier at second, he walked. Garber at first, he singled. And back-to-back strikeouts, and this is where we're at now. Baumann hits the ball to the right side. It's going to get through into the right field for a base hit. Hamilton's got it. His throw home is actually not going to be cut off. It is going to be cut off by the second baseman, Weber. It'll be an RBI single for Marcus Baumann, and Sabetha is on the board. It's 2-1. Renier comes around to score the first run. Garber moves up to second. Now at first run in the first and second, here's a left-handed hitting Darren Funk. He'll swing at the first pitch, come up empty. Now breaking ball is left a little bit outside. Pop up, going to be in foul territory to the left side, giving chase is the left fielder Franken and third baseman Spiker, but it's going to fall for a foul ball. One and two the count on Funk, runners at first and second and 2 away. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball swung through and missed. The catcher will throw down to first, and it's going to get away from the first baseman, Studer, and that is going to score a run. So it should have been an inning strikeout, but instead, it'll be an error on the catcher, Grable, and the inning will continue for Sabetha, and that'll put Funk at first base. So Garber comes around from second base to score as the ball got by the first baseman, Studer. Baumann will go all the way to third. And Funk will be on. So that'll be the first error on Doniphan County today. And a big spot here for Braden Argerbright as we're tied at 2 now. First pitch breaking ball to Argerbright is low in the dirt. Argerbright's had a big start to the year, 429 average, 12 hits and 28 at bats, 7 RBIs, and he has scored 10 runs. Left-handed hitter. Get into a fielder's choice to the second baseman, Weber, his first time up. And they've started him off with 2 breaking balls that are low and in the dirt. Now the 2-0. There's a swing and a foul off by Argerbright. Runners at first and third. 2 runs already across for Sabetha, looking for more. 2-1. Breaking ball popped up, but it's going to get back and out of play. Hayes should have been out of this inning, giving up just the 1 run. the RBI single from Bauman. That is a 2-2 game now after the air by Grable, and now 2-2 the count on Argerbright. There goes the runner from first. Argerbright bounces the ball to the right side. It's going to be a tough play. Stu to the first baseman drops it. That'll be another error for Doniphan County. Great base running as well from Darren Funk. He goes first to third. Bauman comes down to score, and Stabetha has plated three runs here in the third inning and then now leads 3-2. The inning's still rolling along. So that'll be E3 this time. Back-to-back errors for Doniphan County, but the inning continues with runners at first and third for Josh Herman. Argerbright gets a big lead. Now he's going to take off and go. As the ball's going to get away from catcher Grable, here comes the runner down to the plate. He will score. So Funk comes down from third to score. The fourth run of the inning for Stabetha. They now lead 4-2. And also Argerbright moves up to second base. Four runs in this inning on just two hits, two errors, and a walk. The fastball to Josh Herman down the middle for a strike. He grounded out to the third baseman Spiker, his first at bat. A breaking ball just misses off the edge, and it's 1-1. So Argerbright is the runner at second, two out. 2-1 is a line drive, base hit in the right field. Argerbright around third, he will score. And that is the fifth run of the inning for Stabetha, and the Raptors now lead 5-2. So Herman comes through with the RBI single. For Herman, that is RBI number 13 on the season, which continues to lead the team. As Argerbright comes around from second base to score the fifth run in the inning. Now here's Cooper Bradbury. He'll see a fastball go by on the outside for a strike. He popped up to the second baseman Weber, his first at bat. Now a breaking ball is going to get off the mitt of Grable, and again that will be a wild. That will be a pass ball this time that'll allow Herman to move up to second base. The wheels are all of a sudden just falling off for Doniphan County in this third inning. Fastball misses high and away. 2-1 the count on Cooper Bradbury. And the 2-1. Fastball that catches the inside for a strike. 2-2 the count on Bradbury. 49 pitches for Connor Hayes. He was in good shape coming into this inning. There's a bouncing ball hit up the middle. It's going to be a tough play for the shortstop, Chalfant. He'll field on a big hop and throw a strike to first. That'll end the inning. But not before Stabetha plates five on four hits. And we'll head to the bottom of inning number three. Stabetha now leads 5-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com, Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to Wathena. Beth and Allie's Doniphan County 5-2 as we're in the bottom of the third inning. And Sabetha We'll trot Christian McAfee back out there on the mound, and he will face the 4-5-6 of the order for Doniphan County. Hamilton, Franken, Studer. If anybody gets on, it'll be Fumbler. And a couple more of our Legion Baseball sponsors, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha, good food, good experienced people, and a Kirkwood & Company in Highland. Here's Cale Hamilton to lead things off, get an RBI double back in the first inning. He bats here to lead off the bottom of the third. Doniphan County looking to respond after Sabetha plated 5 runs in the top of the third. Hamilton will sky a ball down the right field line on the first pitch he sees, but it'll go out of play. About the plate of those 5 runs on 4 hits, took advantage of a couple of errors by Doniphan County, a couple of wild pitches, a pass ball thrown in there as well. A breaking ball low in the dirt, 1-1 the count on Hamilton. Hot, humid night here in Wafina. The wind continues to blow out towards right field. So the center fielder Lang will shade towards right center. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball swung on and missed by Hamilton. It's 1-2. McAfee again slow, methodical in the way he works. And here's his 1-2. Low and away. Doniphan County played their 2 runs in the first inning. They've got 4 hits for the game. Had a chance in the second to add more, but couldn't get a big hit when they needed it. Now Hamilton will bounce the ball to the third baseman, Bauman. He'll throw in plenty of time, and there's one away. This one out. The base is empty. Here's Cole Franken. He reached on an error by the left side of the Sabetha infield in the first inning. He popped the ball up on the infield that left side didn't see and lost in the sun, and eventually went off the glove of one of the guys for an error. Now he'll swing and a bouncing ball to the shortstop Garber. We'll take on a big hop. His throw is in time, and there's 2 away. Quickly, 2 outs. Now here's Brock Studer. Studer struck out looking his first at bat. Two outs, bottom of the third inning, 5-2 our score. First pitch swing, a bouncing ball into the shortstop. Garber will go underneath his glove and into center field. Going to be a really tough play. He had a do or die, try to take it on a short hop. Probably going to be an error. We'll see how they score. I think they're not going to give him a hit because that was going to be a really tough play for Garber. So it'll be a hit for Brock Studer, and he's on with 2 away. So now here's Gavin Fumler, the runner at first. He swings and misses at the first offering from Christian McAfee. Runner at first, 2 away. Doniphan County trailing 5-2. There's a high fastball inside, nearly clipped the jersey of Fumler. That gives us a 1-1 count. Now a breaking ball is pulled in the left-handed batter's box by McAfee. 2-1 the count on Fumler. Studer is the runner at first, not much of a threat to try to swipe second. We've seen both catchers throw out runners so far in this game. Studer with a short lead. The 2-1 is a fastball high and outside for ball 3. Connor Hayes awaits on deck. Maxie comes set in the 3-1. Fastball low and away, ball 4. That is the third walk issued by Christian McAfee today. A lot of our runners at first and second for Connor Hayes, who was one of those walks in the second inning. He was then caught stealing. Fastball catches the top of the zone for strike one. McAfee up to 53 pitches on the evening. Now fastball misses high. First and second, two away. Bottom of the third, 5-2 our score. There's a swing and a foul tip by Hayes, and he's now down 1-2. Studer, the runner at second base, he singled. Fumler, the runner at first, he walked. McAfee again takes his time, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss by Fumler. They're going to tag him out, and that will end the inning and complete the strikeout. Doniphan County strands two. We've played three complete. We'll head to the fourth inning of play. It's about to lead 5-2 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Tom Pate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Ooh, yeah.
To our score, Bethel will have 6-7-8 coming up. Shane Fry leading things off. 1-1 the count on Fry. He has grounded out to first so far here tonight. Connor Hayes stays in there on the mound for Doniphan County. Now Fry will sky a ball into center field, backtracking his Fumler, but he's underneath it, and he'll make the play for out number one. One away, and now here's Jonathan Renier. He walked and scored a run in the third inning, part of that five-run third. Sabetha sent nine batters to the plate, only had four hits, but took advantage of a couple of errors, a couple of wild pitches, and a pass ball. Breaking ball in for a strike, 1-1 the count on Renier. That's a five runs on just four hits, so all of their hits in this game came in that third inning. It's a breaking ball low and away. Take that back. They only had three hits in that five-run third inning. There's a fastball. Catches the strike zone at the knees, and it's 2-2. Base is empty, one away. Start of the fourth inning. And the 2-2. Fastball in on the inside, called strike three. Down goes Renier. That'll be the fourth strikeout of the game for Connor Hayes, and quickly two away. So when you look at this outing for Hayes, no matter how it ends up, should have only given up one run so far, but his defense and everything else has let it down. And that is the reason why it is 5-2 to bet the lead. So here's Matthew Garber. He had a single and scored a run in that third. Now he pops the ball out of play, and he's quickly down to the 0-2 hole. Hayes works quickly into the windup, his 0-2. Breaking ball that bounces in a couple of feet in front of home plate. Just misses off the edge. Garber started a swing. He didn't go. Grable tried to hold it there for Rick Weber, a home plate umpire, but he did not oblige with a strike three call. So now the 2-2. Fastball. That is called strike three on the outside corner, and that'll end the inning. So three up, three down, two strikeouts for Connor Hayes. One to the bottom of the fourth inning, 5-2, to bet the lead on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS. We offer our physical therapy services at our Horton location. It's exciting for me to be in Horton, where I grew up, to help provide personalized treatment for you. We can help with post-surgical rehab or if you've been injured. Let us help you get back to normal. Our goal is to meet your goals. See us at STARS in Horton, 201 West 8, open weekdays with regular hours, or in Hiawatha inside the hospital, online at starsrehab.net and on Facebook.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292.
Kansaland Radio.
Johnny came back with you here in Wasina. 5-2 our score. Sabetha leads Donovan County. DC will have 9-1-2. Weber, Chalfant, and Grable. And it's still Christian McAfee out there on the mound for the Raptors. So Griffin Weber will lead things off. He walked his first time up in the second inning. He'll bat from the right side to lead off the bottom of the fourth. First pitch from McAfee. He bounced to the left side. Goes on a tough hop by Bauman. He'll throw to first and in time for the out. Good stretch by his first baseman Bradbury. That was a good play, though, by Bauman. It was a tough hop off the lip of the grass, but he was able to handle it pretty easily. Then made a strong throw for out number one. So now DC back to the top of the order. Here's Chalfant. He is 2-for-2, a double and a single, and he's also scored a run. First pitch fastball from McAfee is a little bit high and inside. And now the 1-0. Fastball high and away. DC scored their two runs in the first inning, have not scored since. Two runs on five hits, committed two errors. So that's a five runs, four hits, one error. Now, fastball low and away, and 3-0 the count to Chalfant with Grable on deck. Tell you, McAfee takes his time. He is in no rush whatsoever to throw the baseball. Here's a 3-0. Down the middle for a strike. I mentioned earlier just completely contrasting styles between our two pitchers. Hayes is in warp speed. McAfee is just slowly but surely rolling along. There's a fastball on the outside edge. Now 3-2 on Chalfant. Now the payoff pitch for McAfee. Chalfant swings, pops it up. It'll stay in play, giving chase to the first baseman, Bradbury, and he's got it for the out. Good job by Bradbury to find the fence and make the play, and there's two away. The two outs. Here's Charlie Grable looking to get something going for Donovan County. With an RBI single today, he has scored a run. He has also popped up to first base. First pitch from McAfee. It's low and inside, and they clip the foot of Grable. He'll be on with two away on a hit-by-pitch. And that'll bring up now Trent Spiker. Trent has popped up to the shortstop today. He has also flown out to right field. I think that ball came and careened off of the catcher, Herman, too, because he is walking a little gingerly. Even Paul Hurl comes out of the Sabatha dugout, head coach for the Raptors, to give a look at him. But he says, I'm fine. Tells humping up, or I'm okay. Trent Spiker digs in. He has popped up again to short and flown out to right. Bats with two away, and Charlie Grable, the runner at first base. Grable not running, and a first pitch fastball bounces in, but it's going to be blocked by Herman. Both catchers have done a pretty decent job today with the heat, dealing with it and being pretty active. Grable let a couple go by in that third inning, but for the most part, other than that, he's been pretty much a wall. And a fastball's pouring down the middle for a strike. It's 1-1 on Spiker. Spiker again, one of the hottest hitters in the league coming into this game. Now he swings and misses at a ball that was outside. It's 1-2. Spiker at a .481 average coming into this game. So far, he's 0-2. In the 0-2. Last ball bounced to the left side. Third baseman Bauman's got it. His throw is in plenty of time, and that'll end the inning. So D.C. strands one. We'll head to the fifth inning of play. It is 5-2. Sabatha leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need funds fast? Our buy local loan from Morrill & James Bank, a division of Bank of Blue Valley, allows you to use the fund for any purpose. Replace the broken water heater or upgrade your furniture. Funds are typically available within 2 to 3 business days. Visit bankbv.com/buy-local-loan or stop by one of our branches in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison to get started today. Moreland James Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fifth inning, 5-2 our score. At the lead, Donovan County. Johnny came back with you. Kurt, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. Only been two innings where runs have been scored. D.C. scored two right away in the bottom of the first inning. They have not scored since. Sabetha had a 5-run third inning, and that is all they've been able to show for so far in this game. Connor Hayes will stay out there for Donovan County on the mound. He'll face 9-10-1 of Sabetha's lineup. It'll be Aiden Lang to lead things off, followed by Nathan Voos, and then Marcus Bauman. So here's Lang. He struck out his first time up. He was part of that sequence in the third inning. Sabetha, there's a foul ball right off our home plate umpire, Rick Weber. I know that did not feel good. He's going to pop out from behind the plate and try to walk it off a little bit. And even Charlie Grable is going to head out to the mound and have a quick word with Hayes to try to give Mr. Weber a chance to catch his breath. But talking about Lang, he was part of that sequence in the third inning. Sabetha got a leadoff walk from Rainier, then got a single from Garber at first and second with nobody out. Hayes got back-to-back strikeouts of Lang and Voos. And Bauman singled in a run. But Hayes struck out Funk that would have ended the inning. But the ball got away from Grable, and then he threw down to first, and it got by the first baseman Studer trying to complete the strikeout. And from there, Sabetha would wind up plating five runs. Everybody appears to be all right. 1-1 the count on Lang. And Hayes works very quickly. It is now 2-2. And the two-strike pitch. Fastball down the middle, called strike three. That is strikeout number 7 for Connor Hayes. And there is one away. There is Nathan Vooz with nobody on him, one away. He was a strikeout victim, as mentioned, in that third inning. First pitch from Hayes. Fastball paints the outside corner for strike one. There's a swing and a foul tip by Vooz, and he's quickly down to the 0-2 hole. Hayes continues the battle. Here's his 0-2. Swing and a foul off by Vooz. He'll stay alive at 0-2. In Sabetha, 12-2 on the year. Doniphan County, 4-6. There's a breaking ball. Swung through and missed. Down goes Vooz. A great spot. And another strikeout for Hayes. That's number 8. And there's two outs. Now back to the top of the order for Sabetha. Here's Marcus Bauman for the third time. He has struck out. Singled in a run and scored a run. First pitch from Hayes is a fastball low. Sabetha with 5 runs on just 4 hits. There's a bouncing ball hit to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman Weber. He'll throw to first a little bit high, but Studer makes the grab, and that'll end the inning. So 3 up, 3 down, one at the bottom of the 5th inning. Sabetha leads 5-2 on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Would you agree that it is the responsibility of a quality body shop to stay up to date and trained in the latest technology? At Moral Collision Repair, we believe that is not only our responsibility, but it's our obligation as well. The Ford F-150's fully aluminum body provides a perfect example of new technology in our industry. Currently, Moral Collision Repair is the only repair shop in the area with the proper training and equipment to deliver a repair you can be confident in.
KNZA.
Bottom of the 5th inning, 5-2 our score. Sabetha leads. Doniphan County will have 4, 5, 6 coming up. Hamilton, Franken, and Studer. I want to thank C&K Service, your independent Tyler dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Also, Highlands Community College. Start here, go anywhere online at highlandscc.edu. Taylor Insurance Service of Sabetha and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca online at taylorinsurance.com. And KindCS of Sabetha offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers are our sponsors for Legion Baseball on Kansaland Radio. Here's Kale Hamilton lead off against Christian McAfee of Sabetha. First pitch fastball is way high and inside. Hamilton has an RBI double tonight. He has also grounded out to third. One-oh for McAfee. Just misses off the inside edge and it's 2-0. The wind's starting to die down a little bit that was blowing out towards right center and to right field. Hamilton a big cut of the 2-0 pitch, but he fouls it straight back. Metha's still going to shade out towards the right center with Lang, who is the center fielder tonight. Funk and right will pretty much play straight up. And Renier and left will shade a little bit over towards left center. It's breaking ball high, 3-1 the count. And Doniphan County has not scored a run since the first inning when they scored two, so they've gone three scoreless innings. And now the 3-1. Bouncing ball hit to the shortstop. Garber will take it on the hop. His throw is on the money, and there's one away. One out. And there's Cole Franken. He reached on an air and it's grounded out to shortstop. Again, no bat from the right side. Two-R score in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0 is a breaking ball low and away to Franken. 2-0 the count. Maxie back into the windup. There's a bouncing ball to the left side. That is going to be a fair ball down the line. Franken around first. He's going to try for two. He's going to be in easily. Now he's going to route second base. He's going to try for three. Here's the throw to third. It is in time. And Franken will be tagged out at third base. So it'll be a double. And he'll be out trying to advance to third. Not an ideal situation for Doniphan County. They would have had a runner at second base and only one away. But instead, Franken gets thrown out. A good relay from Rainier to Garber to Bauman. And there's two away. Now a looping ball is going to be hitting the left center field. That's down for a base hit. So that would have scored a run. Studer will be on with two away. He has his second hit of the day. Now here's Gavin Fumler, who has walked and struck out today. Two outs and a runner at first here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs, and 0-1. There's a big swing and a miss by Fumler, and he's down an 0-2 hole. Studer the runner at first, not a big lead at all. Here's the 0-2 with the breaking ball. It's bounced in. A great block by Josh Herman. He has been a wall for Sabetha in this game. Got to start thinking about a McDonald's player of the game that we'll name after the conclusion of our contest. Winner will get a coupon good for a free extra value meal at either the Hiawatha or Seneca McDonald's. And 1-2. Bouncing ball to the left side. It's going to be fielded by the shortstop, Garber. A long throw. It's going to be offline. It's going to roll by the first baseman, Bradbury, and roll deep. Studer around third. He'll stop there. That was going to be a really tough play for Garber, the shortstop, but he is going to be accredited with the error. Studer goes all the way to third. And now here's Connor Hayes. Probably say that's an infield single and then the air, but we'll see how they officially scored after the end of this inning. Here's Connor Hayes now. He'll bat with runners at first and third in a big spot. Hayes has walked and struck out. Chance to help his own cause here. Last ball misses high and away. 2-0 the count. Fastball misses high, and it's 3-0. Now the 3-0 is a fastball that paints the outside for a strike. Two outs, bottom of the fifth, 5-2. Sabetha leads, but Doniphan County looking to scrape away. There's a swing and a foul off by Hayes, and it's now 3-2. becomes set. Here's the payoff. It's a fastball, high ball four. That's going to load the bases. Now a big spot, and here comes head coach Paul Hurl out of the Savatha dugout. This is the biggest spot of the game by far. Donovan County trails 5-2 and have the bases loaded here in the bottom of the fifth inning. DC has not scored since the first when they plated two runs. They've got two runs on six hits. They've had a couple of different opportunities tonight to get into this deficit, but they have not been able to do so yet. So this is their best opportunity here, but it's going to be the ninth hitter, Griffin Weber. He's had a decent day. He has walked and grounded out to third. Studer at third, Fumler at second, Hayes at first. First pitch to Weber is a fastball high. Maxby again starting to struggle with that command a little bit. He didn't have it early, then kind of went into a little bit of a groove. Now all of a sudden in this inning, he's lost it a little bit. There's a breaking ball. It's going to bounce away from the catcher, Herman, but not far enough for Studer at third base to come down and score. He doesn't have great speed. 2-0 the count, though, on Weber, with Braden Chalfant waiting on deck. Weber has got to be taken all the way here, I would imagine. And the 2-0. Fastball high and away. 3-0 the count. Donovan County looking to scrape into this three-run deficit. Bases loaded, two outs. And the 3-0 for McAfee. Fastball on the edge for a strike. And the 3-1. There's a swing and a pop-up that's going to get back and out of play. So it's now 3-2 on Weber. McAfee will have the biggest pitch of his night coming up. And the payoff. Swing and a pop-up into shallow right field, but it should be playable for the center fielder Lang. He'll take charge and make the grab. And that will end the inning. So McAfee leaves the bases loaded. What of the sixth inning of play? It's 5-2 Savatha leads here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Savatha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Savatha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Savatha. Good food, good experienced people.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
The sixth inning, 5-2 our score. Savatha leads Donovan County, and the Raptors will have 2-3-4 coming up. Looking to tack on to what is right now a three-run lead. Darren Funk will lead things off. He will continue to face Connor Hayes. Funk has singled. He has also struck out and scored a run. He was part of that third inning, and he struck out. It was going to leave Savatha was plating just one run, but instead the ball got away from the catcher Grable. He threw wild at first, trying to complete the strikeout. And that continued the inning before Sabatha ended up plating five. Here's a line shot into center field. It's going to be right at the center fielder, Fumler. He'll make the grab for out number one. So now one away. Here's Braden Argerbright batting for the second time, the third time. He has reached on a fielder's choice and an error, and he has scored a run. Pitch fastball, low and away. Argerbright, left-handed hitter. Now he sends the ball into center field, right at Fumler again. This time he'll have to retreat to his right a little bit, but he'll make the grab for out number two. It's quickly two away, and now here's Josh Herman for the third time. He has grounded out as an RBI single. He's the eighth batter to come to the plate in that third inning. And he's into the windup. His first offering is a fastball just off the edge. Now a swing and a bouncing ball to the third baseman, Chalfano. Field it, throw in plenty of time. And that'll end the inning. So three up, three down. We're at the bottom of the sixth inning of play. It's 5-2 Sabatha on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabatha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
We really strive to work with farmers.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer with Farmers State Bank in Houlton. Bryce knows every ag producer has unique needs. He takes pride in learning how customers operate and formulating a plan that best fits their needs.
I would say, especially with the team back there helping me, we can think of innovative and flexible ways for our producers.
Innovation and flexibility. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Houlton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
New pitcher into the game for Sabatha. Cooper Bradbury now on the mound for the Raptors. Cooper came on in relief against Corning last week. And that loss, the first loss of the year for the Raptors. But Bradbury making his fourth appearance. He's only thrown 3 2/3 innings. He has an ERA of 0 because he's got 3 strikeouts, no walks, and he's not given up a run. Only given up 2 hits in those 3 2/3 innings. He will be facing the top of the Doniphan County lineup, Chalfant, Grable, Spiker. And if anybody gets on Hamilton, you got to feel like this is the spot right here. If you're Doniphan County, you got to get something. I want to thank Ryan Meininger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Also, Garrett Country Mart in Sabatha, good food, good people. Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Moreland James Bank in Sabatha, Hiawatha in Atchison, and the Bank of Blue Valley online at bankbv.com. And to Timbers in Highland, all of our Legion Baseball sponsors. Bradbury completing his warm-up tosses. He's a lefty. And here is Braden Chalfant to lead things off. He is 2-for-3, a double, a single, a run scored, and he has also popped up. That pop-up was his last at-bat in foul territory to the first baseman, who was Bradbury at the time. McAfee will be there now. So just the direct switch between the two. Bradbury, the lefty, into the windup. His first offering to Chalfant is a last ball low in the dirt for ball one. Now a big swing and a miss by Chalfant. 1-1 the count. Bradbury works much quicker than McAfee did. He gets right back on the mound, and Now he's back into the windup. There's a bouncing ball in. 2-1 the count on Chalfont. DC, 2 runs on 6 hits. Chalfont looking to get something going here in the late inning. The 2-1. Swing and a miss and a wild swing. A fastball way outside. It's 2-2. Chalfont, I think, made up his mind that he was going to swing at that 2-1 pitch regardless of where it was. Now the 2-2. Key ball left outside. That'll move the count full. Bradbury gets the sign, and now here's the payoff pitch. Breaking ball inside and low. That'll be a leadoff walk. Chalfont's had a great night. He has been on base 3 times. And now here's Charlie Grable. Grable's had a pretty good night. He's been on base 2x. He has singled in a run. He has scored a run, and he's been hit by a pitch. First pitch to Grable goes over the head of Grable, who has to duck out of the way. So 1-0 the count on the lefty. Lefty on lefty matchup. Bottom of the sixth inning, 5-2, is about to lead. Last ball on the inside, in the outside corner, for a strike at the knees, and it's 1-1. Another 1-1 pitch. Line ball shot into left center field. That's down for a base hit. Chalfont around second. He'll stop there. And the first two men have reached here in the bottom of the sixth inning for Doniphan County. I mentioned earlier this has got to be the spot. You would imagine for D.C. that they've got to get something going. First two men have reached, and now here's the hottest hitter in the lineup. It's Trent Fiker. He's had a tough day today, though. He's 0-for-3 with a couple of pop-ups and a ground out. Faces Bradbury for the first time. Nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike. Big spot here for Spiker. Bradbury gets the sign, takes his time, gives a look back at Chalfont at second, who dances around. The 0-1 is a big swing and a miss by Spiker. He pulled his head off of it. He's down 0-2. Spiker was definitely going for it all on that swing. Now he's got to protect with 2 strikes. First and second, nobody out. Chalfont walk, Grable singled. Spiker bounces the ball to the left side, but it's going to get fouled past the bag at third. Do the 0-2 pitch over once again. Bottom of the sixth inning. DC trails by 3, looking to get something rolling. Here's the 0-2. Spiker swings and just barely got a piece of it. He hit it off the end of the bat. He'll stay alive at 0-2. And that was an absolute cue shot off the end of the bat. It didn't go, but 25 feet away from home plate. Count remains 0-2 on Spiker. See if Bradbury tries to waste one here with 2 strikes against Spiker. And the pitch. Fastball misses a little bit outside. This will be pitch number 6 of the at-bat coming up. These are the two guys you want up at the plate in this opportunity if you're Doniphan County. Spiker here and then Hamilton on deck. Now the 1-2. Fastball just misses off the edge. Good spot by Bradbury. Didn't get the call, and it's now 2-2. Chalfont at second. Grable at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. And the 2-2. Fastball high. Well, now 3-2. Big pitch coming up right here from Cooper Bradbury. He waits and deals. Swing and a miss. Down goes Spiker. A big strikeout for Cooper Bradbury. That is his first, but it's a big out number one. So now here's Teal Hamilton. He is 1-for-3, an RBI double, and a couple of ground outs. He's been an extremely hot hitter in this lineup for Doniphan County as well. 3 home runs on the year. 8 RBIs. Back 9 now. A throw down to second base. Herman is trying to catch Chow Fon napping, getting too far off the bag at second, but he's back easily. 1-0 the count on Hamilton. Kale brings in a .688 average into this game. Chow Fon dances around out at second, the 1-0. Pulling away. Bradbury looking to work around trouble. Lead off, walk, then a single. Now Hamilton checks his swing on a ball outside, and it is 3-0 with Joel Franklin on deck. And it's continued to shade Hamilton towards right center in the outfield. A huge gap out in left center. Fastball a little bit high, or they call a strike. So the top of the zone is 3-1. Bradbury looking to get back into this count. 3-1. Gets the sign, comes set, brings the pitch. Fastball inside, ball 4. So that's going to load the bases up. And it'll bring up Cole Franken, but before that, Paul Hurdle out of the Sabetha dugout for a quick chat. Mentioned this for Bradbury. This is just the 4th appearance he's had this summer. He's only thrown 3 2/3 innings. So he's basically come in and clean up spots. Marcus Bauman can throw. Sherman has thrown the most innings this year, second most innings this year for Sabetha. Aiden Lang has thrown the most, 13 2/3 innings. The meeting at the mound is over, and here's Cole Franken with the bases juiced. Franken doubled his last time up, and he was thrown out at third trying to stretch it into a triple. He bounced the ball down the third base line. The big spot here, the bases loaded. One out. The bottom of the 6th, Doniphan County trails by 3. Pitch to Franken is low. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Low and away, 2-0. Here, Bradbury, that's the last thing you want to do is walk in a run. Got to attack Franken and make him be a hitter. Now he's back into the windup. Waits for the sign. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a foul off by Franken. Took a big rip and a fastball that was right at about belt high. Fouled it off. Chalfon at third. Grable at second. Hamilton at first. One away. And the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul straight back. Really good cut by Franken, but he fouled it back, and it's now 2-2. Bradbury with a huge pitch coming up. Does not want to go 3-2. Waits for the sign into the windup and the offering. Swung through and missed. Down goes Franken. A big strikeout for Bradbury, his second of the inning. And now the bases will be loaded with two away for Brock Studer. And this might be the guy that Doniphan County wants up tonight because he's got two hits already this evening. He's 2-for-3. All of those at bat were against Christian McAfee. So the first time he's seeing Bradbury, did he go around? And I say he did. Studer is down 0-1. Bases juice, two out. Got to think this is a ball game right here. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. So Bradbury is one strike away from getting out of this threat. Two outs. Bases loaded. And the 0-2 pitch. Line shot to the left side. That's going to get fouled. Studer is out in front of it. Pulled it to the left side, but he's still alive at 0-2. Bradbury can't waste a pitch here, but you got to be careful on any ball that gets back to the screen because Chalfant has good speed down at third. Here's the 0-2. Fastball away. Two walks and a hit in this inning. Two big strikeouts, though, for Bradbury. Looking for another big one here to end the threat. Back into the windup. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball low. Now 2-2 the count on Studer. Gavin Fumler awaits on deck, but the only guy that matters right now is Brock Studer. Now the 2-2 from Bradbury. Swing and a miss. He got him. Three strikeouts in the inning for Cooper Bradbury. He leaves the bases loaded at the end of six complete. Sabetha still leads 5-2 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed drivers, CAIMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors. Choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call CAIMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
When your equipment or vehicle has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair. Contact them for air conditioning and B-Line computerized laser alignment for trucks and trailers. Floyd's Truck and Trailer Repair, south of Sabetha.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer X-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
KNZA.
Final inning of play, 5-2 is our score. Sabetha leads Doniphan County. DC with their best opportunity of the night just a minute ago in the bottom of the sixth inning. As the bases loaded with just one out, Cooper Bradbury struck out the side to end the threat. Doniphan County has left 13 runners on base here tonight. That has been the difference. Connor Hayes will stay on the mound for D.C., looking to get Doniphan County to the bottom of the seventh with it still just a 5-2 score. Sabetha, though, will have 5-6-7 to up. Cooper Bradbury will lead things off, followed by Shane Fry and then Jonathan Rinyard. Well, here's Bradbury. He is 0-for-2. He has popped up and grounded out. The first ball he sees foul past the bag at third. Now breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. That's the thing. If Hayes gets the loss here today, he is not throwing a bad game by any means. He realistically has only given up one earned run. Fastball misses inside. 1-2 the count on Bradbury. Breaking ball bounced to the left side, fielded by the third baseman Spiker. He'll set throw, and it's in time for out number one. One away. Here's Shane Fry now batting for the third time. He is grounded out to first and thrown out to center field. First pitch from Hayes. Fry swings, pops it back, and it's out of play. Wind has pretty much completely died down now here in Wathena. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball outside. A 1-1 is popped up. That's going to be out of play down the left field line. And it's 1-2 on front. Now the 1-2. Breaking ball into the right side. Right at the first baseman, Studer, and he'll make the play. And there are two away. Two outs, and now here's Jonathan Renier. He has walked, scored a run, and struck out today. Swings the first pitch he sees here and lines the ball in the right center field. It's going to roll all the way to the fence. Renier around first base. He's going to head for two, and he'll be in there with a stand-up double with two outs in the top of the seventh inning. That's his first hit of the day. He's been on base twice. And now here's Matthew Garber. Sabetha hangs on to win this. It's going to be tough to see who will be our player of the game. Might have to go with Christian McAfee, just for the simple fact that he held DC in check for the most part here tonight. Now he hits a bouncing ball to the left side, fielded by the pitcher Hayes. His throw to first is going to be fumbled by the first baseman Studer, and reaching is Garber. Will be an error allowing Garber to reach. Two away, runners at the corners now for Aiden Lang. He has struck out twice. A breaking ball on the outside edge, 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a miss by Lang, and it's 1-2. The two-strike pitch. Swung through and missed. Down goes Lang, and that'll end the inning. Go to the bottom of the seventh. DC needs three to keep it rolling. Sabetha leads 5-2 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com, Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Are you considering pursuing your degree this fall? Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations across Northeast Kansas and is your best option for affordable education. Their campus is ready to safely welcome you back and pursue your degree. Highland Community College is your economical choice with tuition starting at only $120 per credit hour. Visit highlandcc.edu for all class options. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, three outs to work with for Doniphan County. They need three runs to keep things rolling, trailing 5-2, and they will have the bottom of the order, 7-8-9 of Fumler, Hayes, and Weber against Cooper Bradbury of Sabetha. Mentioned a little bit earlier, but don't forget, we will pick our McDonald's player of the game after the game goes final. Pick that in our post game. Whenever we're going to keep on good for a free extra value meal at the Seneca or Hiawatha McDonald's. So here's Gavin Fumler to lead things off for Doniphan County. Fumler, he has struck out, walked, and reached on an error today. First pitch from Bradbury is a breaking ball that bounces in. Doniphan County again has played it two runs in the first inning and nothing since. They have had nothing but opportunities. 1-1 the count on Fumler. They have left 13 runners on base tonight. Here's the 1-1. That ball in the inside corner for a strike, and it's 1-2. And the two-strike pitch from Bradbury. Breaking ball to the left side. It's going to get through and in the left field for a base hit. Fulmer will round first. He'll stop there, but it's a leadoff single for Doniphan County. Got to bring up the pitcher, Connor Hayes, who has walked twice and struck out. Fumler not a big lead over at first. The first offering to Hayes is a fastball high. Bradbury back with a fastball on the outside corner. This time he gets the call on the outside. 1-1 the count. Out 2-1 the count. Continue to play towards right center field with Lang, and now calling for time as Hayes. But the pitching staff has not been working very quickly tonight. Now 2-1 is a fastball high. 3-1 with Griffin Weber on deck. Doniphan County trying to get this back to the top of the order if they can. Runner at first, nobody out, and now Hayes again going to call for time as Bradbury was taking a lot of time up there on the mound. One other runner at first. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Connor Hayes, that is a throw over to first, but back safely is Fumler. Now the 3-1. Pass ball high and away, ball four. Here comes Paul Hurdle out of the dugout. We'll see if that's it for Bradbury. I think it is. Yep, they're going to bring Marcus Bowman in the game. The pitching change for Sabetha. We'll get the changes when we come back. 5-2 our score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
call or stop by to see your local shelter insurance agent for a free quote. Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Get the family favorite, the June special, at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get a large one-topping pizza and medium breadsticks for $19.99. Then satisfy your sweet tooth with fresh baked cookies, moist muffins, or a dessert pizza. The Pizza Bakery also has wraps, salads, and sandwiches. The Pizza Bakery is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week. Call for carryout 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery thanks you for your local support.
This is Kristen Fastnight with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services. I'd like to remind you about our Horton Clinic location. If you're from the Whiting, Effingham, or Everest areas, our Horton location will make things easier for you to receive physical therapy services. If you need post-surgical PT or have mobility or balance problems or need wound care, let myself or Amanda Wilhelm or Mark Sudbeck work with you and get you back to good health. See us at STARS at 201 West 8th in Horton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
So Marcus Bauman is on the mound for Sabetha. He is making his fourth appearance of the year. Again, he's still in the most innings, the second most innings on the team. He's 3-0. He's thrown 10 innings, an ERA of just .70. Comes on with runners at first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Facing Braden Chalfant, who has got two hits today, a double, a single. He has scored a run. He's also walked. Now the 1-1 from Bauman. Last ball pulled in the left-handed batter's box. It's 2-1. Bummler started off this inning with a single. Hayes then walked. Take that back. This is actually Griffin Weber, who is batting right now for Donovan County. Griffin Weber at the plate. Fumler singled. Hayes walked. 3-1 the count now on Weber. He has walked, grounded out, and flown out. Now he lines the ball to left field, but it's going to be playable for the left fielder, Renier. He'll make the grab. Not tagging at second is Fumler, and there is one away. So hard hit ball from Weber, but nothing to show for it. But now back to the top of the order for Donovan County. Here's Braden Chalfant. Mentioned a minute ago, a couple of hits tonight for Braden. He's been on base three times. First pitch breaking ball from Bauman, bends in for a strike. Bottom of the seventh inning, 5-2 our score. Sabetha lead. Donovan County looking to try to get back into this game. 0-1. Mass ball a little bit high and away. Coming up on 2 hours here of game time. 1-1-1. Breaking ball bounced to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Arger Bright. He'll throw to first, and there's two away. So both runners do move up, but there are two outs now, and it's down to Charlie Grable to keep things rolling. Not a bad guy to have at the plate. He's got two hits tonight. He has been on base three times, two singles, an RBI, a run scored. He's also been hit by a pitch. It's all up to him to continue things right now. First pitch, fastball inside. He tried to wear it, but he just missed his jersey, and it's 1-0. Grable singled it a run in the first inning and also singled his last at-bat in the sixth. 1-0. A little bit low and away, and actually going to call it on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Catcher Josh Herman didn't help him a lot because he was set up on the inside and that had to reach across the plate, but it was still over the plate. But now the 1-1. Breaking ball, left high and away. And the 2-1. Fastball in the outside corner, and now Donovan County down to their final strike. Second and third, two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. 5-2 our score. Bowman gets the sign. Comes set. The 2-2. Fastball just off the edge. That's a tough pitch to take for Charlie Grable, but it's outside for ball three, and that'll move the count forward 3-2. Big pitch coming here with Trent Spiker on deck. Payoff. Out to the right side. It'll be playable for the second baseman. Arger Bryant will flip it to first, and that'll end the game. So Sabetha hangs on to win it. 5-2 the final. Sabetha wins, and we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with postgame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your livestock processing scheduled at Anderson Meats in Troy. They have openings yet for 2021, so give them a call for your livestock processing at 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy strives to give their customers top-notch service for all your meat processing. Curtis and Janelle, thank you for your business and look forward to serving you at Anderson Meats in Troy, south on Last Chance Road. Call them at 785-985-2292. Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. 5-2 our final. Sabetha hangs on to win it over Donovan County. Johnny came back with you. Kirk Kilman, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. 15 runners left on base for Donovan County here tonight. That was the difference. They just could not get the big hit. Scored two runs in the first inning and took a 2-0 lead. Sabetha came back, scored five runs in the third inning. That was all they would need, as both offenses struggled throughout most of the game except for those couple of innings. And it is Sabetha who improves to 13-2 on the year with the victory. Donovan County drops to 4-7. Looking to the final totals, we'll start with Donovan County. Braden Chalfant, he had a solid day. He was on base three times, had two hits, scored a run. Charlie Grable had two hits, an RBI, a run scored. He was also on base three times. Cale Hamilton was on base twice. He had a double, an RBI, and also walked. Cole Franken was on base twice. He had a double. Brock Struder had two hits. Gavin Fumler reached base three times. Connor Hayes was on base three times, walked all three times. And Griffin Weber was on base once. He reached with a walk. Sabetha, meanwhile, Marcus Bauman, he had an RBI single. He scored a run. Darren Funk was on base twice, scored a run, had one hit. Braden Argerbright was on base twice, scored one run. Josh Herman had an RBI single today. Jonathan Renier was reached base twice. He scored a run and also had a double. Matthew Garber scored a run and had one hit. That is it for Sabetha, who again is 13-2 now with the victory on the year. Time to pick our McDonald's player of the game, brought to you by the McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. Have a tough decision tonight. Sabetha had several different guys. Nobody really stood out entirely, but I think I'm going to go with Christian McAfee just for the simple fact that he was able to work around a lot of trouble tonight, only gave up two runs after the first inning, really didn't give up much after that. So I'm going to go with Christian McAfee. He will be our player of the game. I want to thank our Legion Baseball sponsors one final time, C&K Service in Sabetha, also Highland Community College, Kind TS of Sabetha, Sailor Insurance of Sabetha, and Hyman Crop and Insurance of Seneca, Kirkwood & Company in Highland, Two Timbers in Highland, Garrett Country Mart of Sabetha, Ryan Meiniger and the team at State Farm in Hiawatha, and Moreland James Banks in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Atchison, and the bank of Blue Valley, making this broadcast happen. Check out MSESports.net. We'll have scores of games tonight. Also, the second game coming up here between these two teams this evening. We'll also have updated standings and a recap of the games tonight around the Northeast Kansas League. That's going to wrap things up. So for our man Kirk Kilman taking care of us back in the studios, Kirk, thank you so much. I'm Johnny Kane saying so long here from La Athena. It's Sabetha that wins it 5-2. Have a good night, everybody.